Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, November 5th.
Where were you? You should have been here. The show live was fresh and new and delicious and smelled of pine saw.
Kind of like last night's episode of Outlander.
Oh, was
minus
it?
Minus the pine saw. Fresh
on,
and new and
it's
steamy.
It's on tape right here. Was Jamie Frazier shirtless? Did they figure a way to get his shirt off?
Chris is like, okay, if we digress, let's talk about the show.
I was watching. They were binging it all day yesterday. They had all the back episodes.
Oh, yeah, man.
If you haven't read the series, that's a great series of books, too.
Yep.
It's on my list.
Outlander.
I'll get to it.
Hey, these are my Scottish people here.
I understand from you, isn't it that the one you have to put the subtitles on because they're speaking Scottish?
I do.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It really helps.
Believe me.
It's kind of like watching Irish people as well. Like, I know we are speaking the same language, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Especially when they say they don't know something. They're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm like,
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Identify yourself there.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry.
It's like, slow down. So I felt like an old person. Please slow down.
Until I called him a dozy smoot. You're a dozy smoot.
And smoot to you, too. So this morning on the show, we found out that people believe you agree with them. Basically, if you remain quiet, they think you're on board with their thought process.
You know, that's so delusional of the person to think, you know, I've got all these great thoughts, and since you never said anything, you must agree with my great thoughts.
Yeah. Well, there was a study done on two different scenarios involving four people. They were at a restaurant trying a new brand of bottled water. Mm-hmm. In group A, two people from the floor went to the bathroom to wash their hands and then came back and ordered water. In group B, two people were silent in the confirmation or selection of water.
In the water selection.
In the conversation, yeah. So the researchers found that the pattern of the participants' prediction about the unknown opinions in both scenarios, they both assumed those not present in the conversation would agree with the majority of the opinion among the speakers, but that's not necessarily true. They said that researchers found participants assumed the individual was silent for the same reasons they themselves would be silent in such a situation.
Aha, aha.
So not always the case.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm putting my opinions on you. And
yeah, exactly.
You're going to like that. So.
Well, and you know, you and I both agree, when people are just running their mouths about whether it's politicians or maybe someone who they don't realize is your relative or a boss, they're just going on and on and on. Silence is sometimes the best option. What they choose to think based on your reaction is up to them. But.
Yeah, that to me is just to not get into an area I don't want to be in and to just finish this conversation as soon as possible.
Because you don't want to be like, you're dead wrong, but I'm not going to tell you why.
Yeah. And you really don't want to do it when somebody just broke up with somebody, but there's still a chance they're going to get back together.
Oh,
stay out of it.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Seriously.
Uh-huh. This was pretty good. We had candle talk this morning because Janie loves the candles.
I needed this.
I love some candles as well, but apparently we've been kind of lighting them the wrong way our entire lives. They say candles burn roughly 5 to 7 hours per ounce. So, yeah, the bigger ones do last longer, but contrary to what you would think, having three wicks is actually saving the candle and making it burn longer versus using just one wick.
Yeah, I stopped buying. I love Yankee candles, but the big ones that they have, they just have the one wick, and I finally stopped buying them just because this very issue is like, it gets all the way to the bottom, and then everything's all swelled up on the sides.
Yeah,
can't use it all.
It really is. That's what happens. It says that just one wick, the wax around the wick gets so hot that it just kind of makes a hole versus the three kind of distributes the heat evenly.
See, now, these are the candles, too, that come in a jar. Now, before, we used to have the tapers, the regular candles without the jar.
Yeah.
The wax would drip down the sides. It would burn perfectly and all the way down to the bottom. But when you have that little thing in a jar, the wax tends to pool, and it can cover up the wick.
Yep.
That's where you need to know this.
By the way, also, yes, they talk about burning the candle using the wick about a quarter of an inch. You have to cut it each and every time with a quarter of the inch.
You got to trim your wicks.
I only did it when you would first light a candle, but it just keeps the carbon popping. You know, sometimes it'll pop and put that carbon dust somewhere else. So they also talk about the type of wax in the candle. It should be soy with essential oil. That's going to give you the cleanest burns. So you're not going to really be inhaling nasty stuff. And they say if you can find the ones with some food grade paraffin mixed into it as well.
Just a touch.
The paraffin makes the soy burn hotter. So in essence, it burns even cleaner. And then I thought this was pretty good. Let's say you do have that lopsided candle where there's a big wax glob on one side and it's burned on the other.
Yeah.
There's a couple ways you can kind of get that back to normal, and that is one of them using a hair dryer to kind of put it on the high heat to melt that big glob. Or what I kind of like, put it in an oven for about 5 minutes, 175 degrees.
Yeah, this is a trick I'll definitely use because I have this problem all the time.
Yeah, and then that one will kind of balance it out. Plus, when you do buy those candles and you buy the quarter of the wick off, light all three of the wicks. Have them burn anywhere from 3 to 4 hours before you put them out. That kind of puts the memory of where it should be.
Yeah.
So you won't get that, one side is filled with wax and the other side's completely gone.
Yeah, you don't want one sinkhole and then two pools because all the it'll wipe out that one wick. And
right. Do you have any Halloween candy left?
No. I didn't buy any for myself.
I never even bought any.
Because I know I'd eat it all.
Yeah. That's the thing.
I don't have trick-or-treaters.
We don't have trick-or-treaters
either.
Yeah.
But if you did have them, it's pretty kind of a cool thing. It's called Operation Gratitude. They actually make care packages for our troops stationed overseas. And they actually have candy drives where they'll include in the care packages, which contain dental floss, lip balm, hand warmers, sewing kits. They'll actually include a little bit of that Halloween candy. What you can do, there's one place in Ocala that accepts it. We have links up on our website, just especially if you're listening a couple weeks later. Call them first, see if they're still accepting candy, because they may not be at that particular point. But they say another great area, if you have some leftover Halloween candy, you should donate it to your local food banks.
Yeah, definitely.
Once again, call ahead and make sure they're accepting perishable food items.
And if you don't have candy, they want toothpaste, hygiene items, any kind of snacks, stuff like that.
Stuff like that, just something to help them and know that we are thinking of them. This was kind of scary. It's an FDA warning for pet owners. If you have your dog or cat take a pill for flea or tick medications, they're actually showing some animals are having a bad side effect that actually affects their neurological problems and causes them to have muscle tremors, loss of balance, seizures, and other neurological side effects.
Yeah, this is scary.
Yeah, it's the flea and tick pills. NexGard is one of them. Bravdico is another one,
yeah.
A couple of other ones. In essence, if your dog or cat is taking one of these pills and you notice that they're having a problem balancing or some sort of neurological problem, definitely have them stop taking it and call your vet to see if they're one of these pets they're having a side effect. However, even through all this, the FDA says that if the drugs aren't causing any problems, the benefits of keeping your pet on this medication greatly outweighs the risk of the side effects. So definitely talk to your vet about that. We talked about hamburgers, eating them upside down. This is according to a burger expert, self-appointed, I suppose. He says the top of the bun is wider, thicker, and sturdier than the bottom half, therefore better to hold said hamburger.
So is the burger expert. It's wider, thicker on the bottom half, I'm thinking.
That's very true. about the belly part there.
Good point.
They also say that it is a wider area, therefore it holds the weight better, and most importantly, that piece of lettuce works as a natural barrier to stop the dripping juices and sauces from coming in contact with your shirt.
That's what I think of when I eat my lettuce on
the
burger.
I think you're not eating it fast enough then.
Yeah.
You need to eat it faster and use the get your elbows out there and lean over the sink. And you'll get those juices off your tie.
Or you can be like me, never outgrow the 5-year-old in you and still eat it plain dry.
That's true. Oh, Chris.
I eat hamburgers dry and boring. So I don't have to worry about that. And then finally, we learned about putting your mug on a gift wrapping paper just in time for the holidays. There's a company called Gift Wrap My Face that lets you personalize gift wrap with your face or your pet's face or your loved one's face or the person you're giving the gift to's face. Whatever you'd like. Simply pick out the gift wrap design, which can be based on a holiday, a wedding, a birthday.
Right.
It doesn't matter. For Christmas, you can be Mrs. Claus, Santa Selfie, a Rockin' Rudolph, or a Santa hat, plus a whole bunch more. Then you just upload your picture either from your device or social media. Mm-hmm. You cut out the stuff you don't want, and then therefore you can then select the pattern to display. And within 2 to 3 days, you'll get it in the mail. The 24 by 30 inch roll is $10. The 24 by 60 inch reel is $17.
I'm just going to wrap an empty box with paper of my face on it. And then when they open it and realize there's nothing there, just be like, I am your gift.
That's gift enough. That really is. I can't wait to see. Is it just your face? Because we got bachelor parties coming up. And,
well, it's funny because you know what? When I wrap the box, first thing I'm going to do is going to cut a hole in that box.
Yeah. That's step one.
That's step one
step
of it. Yeah.
One. There we go.
Oh,
so there's
so
our
good.
Show for today, Monday, November 5th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC. Yeah.
Have a great day.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.